an experiment with me. Go into Google and search for working mom. Yeah, okay, I'll wait. Go get your computer and search working mom. So what do you see? A woman in a really bad pantsuit feeding a crying toddler in a kitchen while talking on a huge, like, brick-sized cell phone? A woman struggling to hold a baby and a briefcase? And why are there rollers in her hair? All right, now do a search for woman executive. Get the picture? It's a problem that Sheryl Sandberg wants to fix. She's partnering with Getty Images, the largest provider of these photos, to create a collection of photos that depict women in more empowering ways. Our favorite fashion blogger, Veronica Marche Miller, joins us from the studios of WHYY in Philadelphia to talk about why this is such a big deal. Veronica, welcome back to Latino USA.
Thanks for having me.
Look, I'm a mother of two. I know all about the juggling and the nursing while you're working and all that. But at the same time, those stock photos that you find, like in the past, it just looks so unrealistic and unappealing.
Oh, yeah. The stock photos that we're so used to seeing online, it almost feels like a cartoonist picked up a camera and decided to take a photograph of what he thought a working mom looked like. It's funny that you mentioned the mom who is juggling all sorts of things. There's also the stock photographs where they actually Photoshop extra arms onto a woman to show how much she's juggling and how stressed out she is.
How much do you think that they impact our perceptions of women?
I do think they can have an effect because these are the images, the stock photo images that newspapers, blogs, websites, they have to use these images because they can't afford to hire a photographer, professional models, or anything like that. So they just have to use this very limited availability of photos to try to get their point across. And oftentimes, the images are to a detriment of that.
Mm. So not seeing ourselves portrayed accurately in the media, I don't know. I know several thousand women of color, Latinas, who would be like, yeah, we are
never
accurately portrayed.
Absolutely. I was looking for like a Black woman who maybe looked like a creative professional giving a presentation. And it became just laughable. It's always this Black woman with her arms crossed in this Black plain suit looking at you like, if you say anything wrong, I'm going to come for you. And that's not what I was looking for at all.
It's funny because I haven't done a search for that, but it's like, yeah, I've seen that image.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the one that permeates, you know, that's the one that's across every stock site that you can look up.
So we talked to Adriana Gaspar. She created a very popular style Latino Tumblr. And this is what she had to say about this.
I really was just looking for a website that just focused on Latino people. And then I did not find one after doing some extensive researching, and I just decided if there wasn't one, then I would create one.
I mean, it is hopeful, right? That maybe this generation is saying, okay, look, we know it's hard to juggle, but you have got to find that moment of we're alive, it's a joyful time, we've got to make ourselves feel that way. And that's kind of a reflection of this generation, I guess I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think women, I can speak for myself, Black women in particular, are tired of being portrayed as not being happy. So I think seeing these women in these authentic situations and oftentimes just looking content is a big step.
Well, we're all about creating our own images and our own narratives. So thanks for helping us do that. You as well, Veronica. So we appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Veronica Marche Miller is a fashion blogger for XOJane.com. She joined us from the studios of WHYY in snowy Philadelphia.